Rudy out? Here last, sometime last fall, a storm caught me between here and that house up yonder on that road with my car. And I come back here pulling over right up there and stopping. But I said, well, shoot, ain't this a little way down there, maybe I won't run into nobody and maybe I can make it. And I don't know, that ditch right there in my bay, I'll just run my square off in it.
Or if you got stuck, you might ask somebody to get behind you and give you a...
Not much. They won't hardly do that anymore. I've done it so much, and I've always tore up a light or a grill or something. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I be pulled or pull anybody, but I don't like to push them. Just pretty near quit that. Oh, if it's real level, why, you take like your car there from in my car, I can just drive up there and give you a little push to start you or something, they do that. But otherwise, pulling you, pushing you very far, they don't do it.
What about if you had to, say, carry a real heavy suitcase for a long distance, instead of just saying I had to carry it, you might say, well, I had to that blame thing for 2 miles.
Or some of them call toting it. That always sounded funny to me, toting.
Or say if your wife was cooking in the kitchen and some children got in there with her, she might say, well, now that stove's hot, so
stay away from it. Well, you don't have to burn a kid very many times, he'll stay away from it.
Yeah.
But I've seen them get burned pretty bad. Little ones.
Do you remember when you were little, you might have played a game where you chased each other, you know? And there was usually a place that you could run to and be safe.
Well, we played. Well, one game we played carrying the brick. Each side would have brick, you know, and the other side was stealing brick if they didn't pick it. And this other, they had another deal. What that was.
Have you ever heard of that place that you could run to and be safe called a goal or something like that?
No, never did play that, I don't believe.
Or maybe the base?
Huh?
Maybe call it the base?
I've played with... Well, what we done, real well as I recollect, we choose up, have so many on each side, maybe that was a brick deal.
Mm.
And then they'd try to maneuver around and get up and get your brick and carry it back and put it in their pile, you know. That was quite a game.
Well, say if you had a hired man who just kept loafing all the time, you might say, well, I think I'm going to have to get...
Well, I'd just call him up and give him his money is what I'd do.
Just say you were going to have to...
Do something else.
Get rid of it?
Yeah.
What if, you know, he might come back and say, oh, why don't you give me another...
Well, it wouldn't work. With me, never did. I had a fellow working for me one time, and I was flying down the field, he's a horn. And I went to that house,